From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An earthquake strikes Afghanistan and Pakistan. More than 200 people have been killed, more than 1,400 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in northern Afghanistan and registered a magnitude of 7.5. VOA's Ayaz Ghul witnessed the quake.
This was around lunchtime, 2 p.m. Local time, when this earthquake struck Pakistan, and it was so strong that we could even feel it here in Islamabad, and I was with my family, and we all had to flee the home, and we took refuge among this big group of people who were already out there on the street, and we could see our homes, our houses and buildings around us. They were really shaking.
VOA's Ayaz Ghul. A raid on an Islamic State cell in southeastern Turkey has left two Turkish police officers and seven militants dead. A gunfight broke out when police raided a number of houses in Diyarbakir. Security officials say five police officers were wounded, 12 militants were captured. Climate change, trade, and maritime cooperation in the South China Sea topped the agenda when Indonesian President Joko Widodo meets with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House. Mr. Widodo is the first Indonesian leader to visit the United States in a decade. Tanzanian officials say they plan to announce preliminary results Monday from Sunday's election ahead of the vote for a new president and parliament. Analysts predicted a tight race but suggested the ruling CCM party would win. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering revoking some benefits and travel rights for Palestinians living in East Jerusalem. That action comes in response to the continuing wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. This is VOA News. South Sudan's rebels signed an agreement Monday to finalize the implementation of security arrangements. Marta Vanderwolf has a report.
A delegation of South Sudan's rebel forces signed the details of security arrangements Monday morning. The government delegation and a group of former political leaders and detainees signed the agreement in September, but the rebels had refused. General Taban Dengai says the rebels delayed because they were concerned about the volume of troops in the capital city, Juba. Talks will continue to decide on the details of the shared forces. IGAD, the East African bloc mediating, is hopeful for more progress after the signing Monday morning. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum because of what he calls very poor turnout. Guy Kinfusia Romain, president of the Union of Democracy and Republic Party, said the Congolese people heeded the opposition call to stay at home. He called the referendum an illegal means to keep the president in power. The current constitution would prevent the president from running in the 2016 election due to his age and the number of terms he has served. Haitians went to the polls Sunday to select a presidential candidate from more than 50 people running for the country's top office. Two candidates are emerging as serious contenders in the race, Jude Celestin and Marcy Narcissi. Results are expected in early November. The polls leading up to Argentina's presidential election on Sunday got it all wrong. Numerous surveys indicated ruling party candidate Daniel Scioli, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's chosen successor, would win enough votes for an outright victory, but 56-year-old Mauricio Macri, the center-right mayor of Buenos Aires, runs neck and neck with Scioli, virtually ensuring the country's first ever runoff election on November 22nd. The World Health Organization says eating processed meats such as ham, sausages, bacon, and hot dogs can cause cancer. The WHO says reading red meat probably isn't very good either. The report by the WHO's International Agency for Research on Cancer evaluated more than 800 studies from several continents about meat and cancer. Bangladesh has arrested four suspects in connection with the killing of an Italian aid worker. He was shot in Dhaka last September. Hundreds of separated family members from North and South Korea briefly reunited Monday and then bid emotional farewells. The Korean Red Cross helped organize the reunions. South Korea is proposing a summit meeting with Japan. That's seen as a means of restoring ties that have become strained due to bitterness from the past. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.